A long time ago, and some distance from here, there lived a man whose name was Brandon. And Brandon was known as someone who really wanted to know God and really wanted to serve God. He was so eager to know and serve God that he decided he would take a voyage in a ship to try to find the place in the world that most reflected the way God wants creation to be. And so he was going to make a voyage, he said, to paradise. Well, a number of other people, knowing of Brandon's great faith, decided that they would get on the ship and go with him. And so they set sail on this adventure. And one day, as was Brandon's habit, as he was on the ship, every Sunday, he would lead all the people and all the sailors in worship. And if there ever was a holiday or a special day, he would also have a special worship service. And he would stand on the deck and lead the worship. So one day, which happened to be the feast of St. Paul the Apostle, whose journeys around the world to tell about Jesus are written in the Bible, on that feast day, Brandon was following his custom, and he was standing on the deck with his prayer book, and he was singing the songs and the prayers that helped people to praise God and ask for God's help and guidance and wisdom. Brandon said these prayers as well as the songs by singing in his beautiful voice, which ordinarily everyone loved to listen to and they loved to join in the singing. But on this particular day, everybody on the boat, except for Brandon, was extremely distracted by what they could see in the water. And they were so distracted that they finally interrupted Brandon's singing. And they said, "Please sing more quietly. The water's really clear and we can see all the way to the bottom. And we're looking at fish and other creatures that are great and fierce. So many we can't count them. And surely they are more terrifying than any creature any human being has ever laid eyes on. And we're afraid that if you sing too loud and offend them with the sound of your voice, our lives will be in danger and we will all perish." Brandon looked at them and had to laugh a little bit. And he said, "What has happened to your faith? You only need to worry about pleasing God and loving God. Is it not the case that we have been through many perils until now, and God has brought us this far? There is no danger here. Why are you afraid?" And then Brandon returned to his prayer book, and he sang even more clearly and more ringingly than before. His voice carried out across the water, and all those creatures of the sea rose to the surface and began to leap and frolic and dive and splash in the waves, revealing all of their happiness at being able to join in the worship of God. And as long as Brandon kept singing, they kept following along with the ship. And when the worship service was over, all the fish and the dolphins, the whales and the sea turtles subsided back into the water and went their way. Now the Bible says that all of creation loves to join in singing God's praise. The words of Psalm 98 celebrate our songs with these words: "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the world and all those who live in it sing their praise. Let the waters clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy." If you would, hold the hands of the person sitting next to you as we say a prayer together. Dear God, thank you for the joy of praising you. Thank you for the gift of music and song. Thank you for the connection we form with others and with you through singing together. Thank you for showing us your love in many wonderful ways. Amen.